4, Toothless to the Rescue. Toothless had spent the last 10 minutes muttering to himself at the top of the mast. At first, he was so full of self-pity, he had no time to worry about what was happening to his masters. "Nobody loves the Toothless," he said to himself. But then the noises from the Roman ship got louder, and the boys did not reappear, and he started to get worried. When he heard Hiccup's yell for help, the little dragon called off his strike. He zoomed off his perch and flew to the ship, and even from the height he was flying, his sharp little eyes immediately spotted that way down below on the deck there was a large Roman centurion who was holding Fishlegs by the leg. The centurion was about to execute Fishlegs with his sword. Toothless folded his wings back and went into a dive, just as he might do if he were hunting mackerel or herring. His target was the centurion's head, and by the time he reached it, he was going so fast he was a little dragon blur. He tore into the helmet, sending feathers from the plume flying in all directions, and bit and scratched as hard as he could. The centurion let out a yell of surprise and rage. For a moment he was knocked off balance, but he recovered when he realised his attacker was only a very small dragon. Fishleg swung desperately from side to side, trying to break free, but the centurion was made of tough stuff. He tightened his grip on Fishleg's ankle and swung his sword around, trying to hit Toothless with it. So Hiccup grabbed a passing slither fang and shoved it up the centurion's tunic. The centurion let out a bellow and dropped Fishlegs. Wouldn't you? A slither fang in the knickers is no laughing matter. The centurion hopped from foot to foot, clutching his bottom and squealing like a pig as he tried to catch hold of the nibbling, wriggling, scratching slither fang in his underwear. "Let's get out of here!" howled Hiccup, hauling Fishlegs to his feet. He also picked up a Roman helmet that was lying on the deck nearby. They were going to have some explaining to do to Gobber when they got back, and this might help. All around them there was chaos, with dragons attacking Romans and Romans attacking dragons and trying to put out the fires the dragons were making. Hearts racing as fast as rabbits, panting and stumbling, Hiccup and Fishlegs ran as fast as they could to the spot where they had boarded the ship. The rope was still in place. The hopeful puffin would be waiting down below on the other side. Fishlegs got to the edge first and scrambled over. Hiccup was only a few steps away from him.